And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a film of awakening and communication between fathers and children. It stars a convincing Robert De Niro in a sort of a road movie, which is never too emotional to be uplifting. Everybody's Fine, with Robert De Niro.
Yes, people have been criticising both Robert De Niro and Al Pacino in recent years, suggesting that in a lot of their films they're almost caricatures of the characters that they played in the past. Of course, with Al Pacino playing Scarface almost 30 years ago, it was a caricature in itself. But Robert De Niro, people argue whether he has a sense of humour or not, and whether he got all the jokes in the Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents films or not. But whatever that be, I was very pleased to see him in Everybody's Fine.
Excuse me, I just want to get some expensive bottles of wine. I want to make a good impression on my children.
This isn't for children.
Because I thought he gave a much more relaxed and subdued performance and made me appreciate what a good actor he can be.
That's nice to hear. Let's tell our listeners a little bit what the story's about.
Well, I should say, first of all, it's a remake of an Italian film called Everybody's Fine, which is the title of the American film, Stanno Tutti Bene.
Right. Did you see the Italian film?
A long time ago, yes. It was directed by Giuseppe Tornatore just after he had such success with Cinema Paradiso.
Right, with Marcello Mastroianni.
Yes, Marcello Mastroianni and now Robert De Niro. So I suppose icons of Italian cinema and now American cinema. The story's fairly straightforward, and I would think a lot of people will identify with Robert De Niro's character and maybe with the children that he goes to visit. His wife has died. He's pottering around the garden, which he likes, by himself, managing, but he wants all his children to come to visit him and have a reunion. And, of course, one by one, they phone and say they can't come.
Dad, I can't get away this weekend.
I'm sorry, Dad.
We're not going to be able to make it this weekend.
So he decides to surprise them and go and visit each of them.
They all cancelled on me on the last minute, so now I'm going to surprise them.
So it becomes a bit of a road film across America because one son lives in New York City.
What do you think of my work? You've been looking at it ever since we left the station.
Through wire?
I ran 1,000 miles of wire a week, nonstop. Well, all for my children. Million feet of wire to get them where they are today.
A daughter, played by Kate Beckinsale, lives in Chicago with her family.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look at you.
Come on, Ingrid.
Oh, it's got a handle.
Well, of course it's got a handle.
I can't believe it.
Then he goes to Denver, Colorado, where Sam Rockwell is meant to be a conductor, or so his father thinks.
Surprise!
What are you doing here?
I came to spend some time with my son, the conductor.
But he just plays the timpani and lives a quiet life. Mm-hmm. Then finally to the other daughter, played by Drew Barrymore, who lives in Las Vegas.
Hi, Dad.
This is where you live?
No, this is an elevator.
Very good.
And he thinks she's an important dancer, which we realise that not everybody's fine at all. Mm. She isn't.
So everybody's fine, of course not.
Of course not. And it's his discovery gradually of what their actual lives are like.
Never said I was conducting that.
But because he's been a perfectionist when they were young, making demands on them all the time, which has alienated them a bit. And they used to confide in their mother rather than in him.
I don't know what it is with you kids. You always told your mother everything. You never told me anything.
We'll tell you the good news and spare you the bad.
Tell me the bad news as well as the good news from now on.
And so it's a journey of awakening for him, an opportunity finally to understand his children and relate with them.
Mom used to say, make your dad proud. And I know you're not proud of me.
It's not true.
Yes, I can imagine that many people will be able to relate to that very easily.
Sometimes I pick up the phone to dial her number, and then I remember.
Keep calling next time. The number's still the same, and I'm still on the other end.
Okay.
I think so, and some people thought it was too sentimental, but I thought that it played the emotions fairly well, and I think for most audiences going to see it, that they will be drawn into one or other of the characters, and Robert De Niro, being such a charismatic presence, will easily lead them into the film.
I want to get us all on the same table.
Like we used to at Christmas.
Together, everybody together.
Hey!
with more than a touch of humour as well, from what I understand.
Yes, he's a bit of a klutz at times, which doesn't seem quite right because he seems a self-possessed person, but he has various accidents, and he's just terrible when he has to finally fly home. You'd think the plane was going to crash instantly and he was going to be sick at the same time. So, yes, there are some lighter moments along the way.
As long as you were happy, I'd be proud of you no matter what you did.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
That was Peter Malone, head of the Film Office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.